Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Yes.
Welcome, Rod.
Oh, sorry, I said yes.
So keep, you that say yes then?
You... keep that in. Keep
that
in. Ethan, we'll put you back in your cage. Welcome, everyone, to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Ooh. What is the podcast? What is a podcast? Like, why is it called a podcast? I hate the word podcast, you know.
Do you? It feels like a word that was the kind of early kind of trial word that accidentally never got changed.
What words do you hate?
It's like a broadcast, but it's kind of in a sort of downloadable single pod form.
So you've just
like a sort of paracetamol full of audio.
What other words do you hate?
Huh?
What other words do you hate?
Splendiferous?
You can't hate that. I hate like minge.
Sorry, why can't I hate splendiferous?
Who hates splendiferous?
I don't love portmanteau words designed for sort of people to have on a wall.
Like what?
Splendiferous.
No one has. I've never heard of the word splendiferous before. I thought you meant like moist.
No. Why are you asking me what I meant? You, the one that brought it up.
I think there's one word we both agree on that we don't like.
What?
Ethan.
Yeah, that's true. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, everyone.
Any words you don't like?
Any words I don't like?
Pay cut?
Oh, I don't like
foreigners on your last chance.
What'd
you say?
What? Foreigners.
That's Ethan.
Yeah. How are you, Joe?
We're not going to let Ethan speak.
Well, I think we tried and then something bad happened. How are you, Ethan?
Oh, yes. I've been better, but I've picked up a bit recently.
Wait, what does that mean? What are you on about?
What's today, then?
Today? Oh, well, quite a busy day at the old grind.
What do you mean you've been better but you've picked up it recently? What's happened? What's gone wrong?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit later on because it's usually my turn. So what we do is in the format of the show, I'm probably the one that people stick around for. So if you put my bit
it's
later
true.
On.
That's why our watch time's so good.
Yeah, you come at the end, sort of like dementia.
Well, I always come at
the end of life. Ethan turns up. How are you, Joe?
Very good.
I like your jumper.
Oh, yeah, by the way, big shout out to our sponsors, Wingfest. They gave me a jumper to wear. Everyone else had these cooler ones where the Wingfest logo was slightly to the side and smaller. But because they sponsored us, you gave me this one. So make sure you go to Wingfest. The next one is in London. But we want as many sloppers there at the Manchester one.
Whereabouts
the 12th
in London,
and the 13th of August. They take over like the concourse of West Ham's ground. I'm going to take this off now.
You too what?
Too what?
Well, that's your sponsorship sorted anyway.
No. I'll tell you in a second what to do. But I've got...
Is the FA Cup finals happened? Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
United lost the FA Cup final and it was a horrendous day.
12 seconds until the first goal.
What was that?
You
were at the game, weren't you? How did that make you feel? You were in the press area. So there's a bit of pressure on you to sort of behave in a certain way.
Yeah, the press area. That was a mistake going in there. 12 seconds in, it was one of those moments where... I thought my eyes were deceiving me.
Mm.
I thought this can't be the case. Mm. And for anyone who's not been to a football game before, or you've been, there's that weird moment of, it only happens for like a couple of milliseconds, where the ball hits the back of the net and it takes the crowd just that little bit of time to react.
Yeah.
And that little bit of time was slightly longer because I don't think anyone could believe
no one
that
saw
they
it coming
that
all,
quickly. Probably never be beating that record. 12 seconds.
It couldn't be much quicker. They pass it back to the keeper. He kicked it up. Nod down, goal. Like, well, that's literally all that happened. I genuinely couldn't believe it. I know we don't talk about football on here, but it was literally 2 days ago, and we're all, well, me and you, obviously, United fans. Ethan was working on a United channel for the game.
Yeah.
It was just horrendous.
Oh,
my dad was in the kitchen watching it on his laptop because he couldn't bear the stress of watching it in the front room.
Right, so who's in the front room with you?
So in the front room, we've got me, we've got my sister, we've got my sister's boyfriend, my sister's fiance, we've got my mum, we've got my mum and dad's friend, Dave.
Now, is Dave all right?
What?
Is Dave, is that the one you're talking about? Dave, is he all right?
Yeah, Dave's great.
Oh, Dave's great. What does Dave do?
Dave used to work for like Lucasfilm, making models for Star Wars films. Stuff
You're
like
lying. That. Yeah. Has he not come up before? Like well, a mini Yoda in that?
No, he. Do you know the little the pod racing scene in The Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
He made the crowd.
You're lying.
No, I promise.
What are you talking about? Sorts.
He's worked on. He's worked on The Mummy. He's worked on Star Wars.
He's worked on Your Mummy?
No. He's not done any work on Mummy. No, keep it out of your mouth, you dirty
so, prick. So he's worked on Star Wars, The Mummy.
Yeah.
He went to Star Wars again, which is great.
Yeah.
Has he done all sorts outside of Star Wars?
Yeah, I think he did somewhere else.
Oh, Rogue One?
Loads of stuff. Terminator or something?
Terminator?
Yeah, all the big boys.
Jeez, and he lives in Worksop?
No, he doesn't live in Worksop. He lives in San Francisco. What made you think he lives in Worksop?
Is that not where you're watching the game?
Yeah.
He came all the way from San Francisco to watch United.
Well, he's from
finally,
Nottingham.
Your front route.
Well, he's from Nottingham.
I'm so confused.
So he came back. They came back to see the rest of their family, but then they were staying with mum and dad for a few days, and it happened to be the weekend of the FA Cup final.
Is he still working in the biz?
No, he's retired from the biz.
What does he do now in his spare time?
He made a bar in his garage, secret bar behind a secret door.
And he told you about it. And now you're telling.
It's not the best kept secret in the world, I'll be honest.
Sloppers. Well, that's nice. Dave's there. Right, who else?
So my dad's in the kitchen because he's so stressed he can't bear to be in the room watching it. He sat on his laptop knowing full well that because he's watching it on the iPlayer, he's a minute or so behind the kitchen.
Oh, so he can hear the
So
the
he's
ruckus.
Sort of, he's got this thing of like, he'll find out if anything happens, but also he doesn't have to be in there.
Yeah.
And then I ran in and said, City have scored 10 seconds in. And he thought I was joking. Because obviously, because he thought I was saying it to get him to come in the front room with us. I wasn't. And then he rang me today and went, I keep having this flashback where I just remember Ellen, my sister, coming in and going, Dad thinks Joe's joking. And he heard that in the distance and he realised it was true.
It was
and
true.
He's got this like shame flashback
He
just sat there by himself in the kitchen with a laptop on his knee.
What a weird superstition. Does he have any other superstitions?
Well, it's not even a superstition. It's just a stress managing technique.
Yeah.
But he's not a superstition. He's very sort of anti-superstition, actually. He's very logical, methodical, real world, above all else type guy.
Because I was in Morris's yesterday. Get right. Two City fans, didn't know each other.
Yeah.
I thought, what a fucking mad guy. All the City shirts were out yesterday, by the way. So obviously they cross each other in the Morrison's cafe. And one of them said to each other, oh, yeah, never met, you can tell. Oh, good result, won it yesterday, yeah. He goes, where did you watch it? He says, I don't watch it.
What?
If I watch it, we lose. This guy doesn't watch football.
Watched him a lot in the 90s.
This guy, yeah,
didn't he? Fucking, he used to tune in all the time, didn't
what
he?
What a life for a sports fan not being able to watch your team because you think you'll lose.
The mad thing is, I thought City were winning because they broke all the rules and spent loads of money that wasn't theirs.
No, we're not going down that road.
Of course we are. I thought that's why they won. But obviously, it's because this twat isn't watching anymore.
Ethan, do you have any superstitions? Do you wear the same underwear for like Newcastle home games?
He wears
games?
The same underwear for weeks on end, but it's not superstition. It's just a lack of planning.
Dirty.
No, I'm not. I'm not a fucking weirdo. No.
That's tight.
That's a real knock on the superstitious.
There's somewhere watching.
Do you know how many years bad luck you get for saying something like that?
How many?
Thousands.
I
tell you what, Lizzie, in generally isn't hugely superstitious, but she will give it a good morning, Mr. Magpie. Which to me is absolutely no, not to that. To a magpie, if you see it.
Salute it and that.
Yeah, I don't think she salutes it. She just sort of says,
I thought the nickname for your was Magpie.
Why? Because it sort of steals all shiny stuff and that. I've wrapped it in tinfoil.
Oh, so she said, good morning, Mr. Magpie.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Magpie, depending on
what
type of day.
Oh.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Right, all right then. Would you walk over three grids if there was a three grid?
Yeah, I hate that.
Sure.
Well, if superstition is to exist.
Pardon?
If superstition is to exist,
yeah.
There are certain ones that cannot be possible. For instance, the four-leaf clover could be real because presumably superstition was invented by God of some description. God invented clover, the spread. No. That was there forever, right? I'd say what else could be superstitious, could be a real one, a black cat, because they've been around for millions of years, cats, or however long. The idea that breaking a mirror... Mirrors have only existed for, I don't know. Let's say,
this up now,
let's say...
Let's have a little bell for Joe makes up a fact. Yeah, Ethan, can we buy a little bell? Joe makes up a fact, and sure. I give it a little ding whenever up a fact.
I will take a guess that mirrors in their sort of form, as we know them now...
What do you mean, as we know them now?
Do you mean, well, because as we know because them now? Because, Joe, reflections have existed forever. So maybe people could see themselves and see a mirror image in some water, for instance.
Okay,
but
that wasn't a mirror. Okay,
well, that's the same. Are you worried about losing your hair? You won't be surprised to find out that 1 in 5 men start losing their hair in their 20s. That is where Sons comes in. Sons are a men's healthcare brand that offer clinically proven, licensed hair loss treatments for less than a cup of coffee per day. They've treated over 50,000 customers and their treatments deliver results in 9 out of 10 men.
I've signed up for a 12-week program and I can tell you, it's very easy. All you got to do is take their 1-minute online consultation and Sons will tailor a subscription treatment plan specifically for your needs. Although, maybe not for your needs.
Well, this is very exciting because I'm looking out for you and you need this treatment. So go to suns.co.uk and use the code JOE40 to get 40% off your treatment. That is mad, isn't it?
That is a 40%.
Lot. 40%. And that is up to 80 quid off a 6-month treatment. It's a lot of money.
I'm going to give it a go and you'll hopefully see some progression here in my head. There are no contracts or hidden charges and it all can be delivered straight to your door as easy as that. I could be looking like Joe Smith in 12 weeks' time.
And so could you. Go to suns.co.uk and use the code JOE40. The link is in the description. I believe, I'm going to guess, and Ethan can Google it, and he's probably Googling it right now if he's a good producer. I would guess the mirror, as we know it, is probably around 4,000 years old.
So I
believe the use of purposely manufactured reflective materials to gain a view of your own face has been around for a few thousand years. That would be my guess. I can imagine the ancient Egyptians finding a way to create mirrored images. Ethan James.
It says here, Joe, and you can confirm, it's BC before, oh my God.
Yes.
4000 BCE.
Okay, so 6,000 years. Good. So I said 5,000. Did I say 5 or 4?
You can say what
whatever. I was in the right ballpark.
You were right ballpark.
But
I think you're just 2,000 years off. Yeah, that's all right.
It's not bad that. Hold on, but for instance, so that's one thing that maybe God has recently gone, I'll add it in. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you break a mirror, I'll add that in. That's bad luck now. But the idea of stepping on 3 grids in a row, they've only existed in the floor for
a few
hundred years.
Go on, how long?
Ding, ding.
A few hundred years.
Type in when there's 3 grids, first of all. I'm saying the 70s.
No, because it depends what type of grid it is. Because if you had like...
Oh, it's the 3.
Well, no, but it not...
What am I searching? What grid is
exactly,
how
possible.
Many grids are... No, when did the first grid exist?
What grid? Is grid. Not even the... That's not the word for it.
When did the first 3
pavement.
Grids exist?
When did pavement exist?
No.
No.
There's like... Do you know when it'll be like... You look underneath and usually it'll be like wires or water or something. But if you're allowing a grid for sewage grids... They would have been around for a few hundred years.
Sewage grids.
Yes.
Well, no.
Could even be a Roman thing.
No, I'm not having sewage grids.
I'm going to say 1,000 years old.
You think there's been 3 grids since the Romans?
I don't.
You think Caesar was dodging 3 grids?
He wasn't dodging it because he wasn't superstitious. Because God hadn't added it in yet.
Right, and when you're done with that, what about a ladder?
I think... Oh, great question. Now, ladders will have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it depends. The ladders as we know them today.
What, the extendable stainless steel ones? From
the sort of bamboo ladders that...
Well, yeah, but they still use bamboo...
Before we move on to bamboo ladders, I think it's 300 AD was the first kind of, like, sewage...
Yeah, 300?
That is almost exactly what I said, which is great.
Miles on.
Roman.
Yes, I think so, Roman, yeah.
Thank you very much, right.
Roman around.
Next thing.
Ladder, bamboo.
I think ladders... I would go as far as to say that ladders...
Were before the wheel.
Ladders have been around possibly... I'm going to guess ladders are probably something like 10,000 years old.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I think the earliest civilizations had ladders.
And the rest.
What do you mean, and the rest? You're still trying to get that to be a little catchphrase, aren't you?
Tried it all weekend.
This is not the way I thought this podcast was going to go. Anyway, this is why I think superstition can't be real. Because how could God have come up with the idea of walking on 3 grids?
Sorry, Drew.
100 years ago, what?
I think the ladder was invented, it says here, according to the BBC, 10,000 years ago. We know this because pictures of them were discovered in a cave in Spain.
Sorry.
And that the ladder is also mentioned in the Bible.
That is exactly what I said.
I said it as well. Here's one for you. New shoes / tables.
Shoes?
When were new shoes invented? Can't put new shoes on
what
a table.
What does that mean?
You can't put new shoes on a table. So try and do... This is a two-part of this one, Ethan.
When were new shoes invented? Because, Ethan, obviously they invented old shoes before they invented new shoes. But
when was the table invented?
Shoes are probably fucking 30,000 years old,
Stop guessing. I thought we went around 30,000.
Do you want me to go
that's because you're wrong.
How about the trainer or the training shoes?
The trainer. What do you mean Nike was around before shoes?
How old are shoes? I bet it's 30 to 40,000 years old.
Do you know what he was? That's what we call up and say the flip-flop was invented in Denton. In a radio show I did.
Is that true?
We were talking about facts about Manchester.
Yeah.
And the flip-flop was invented in Denton.
Anyway, this isn't meant to
and
be
the guy who created the first drawings of the submarine was from Moss Side.
Really?
Mm. Would you like to know the shoes?
Yeah, thing? I'm going to guess 30 to 50,000 years.
And what are you, my girl?
Shit, 50,000. I thought there was a great flood then or something.
I think shoes existed pre-Ice Age.
How do we know?
Well, I'm guessing, and Ethan's about to tell us. Your guess? How old are shoes?
What did you say?
30 to 50,000 years.
That's such a big gap, isn't it? You know, you fucking...
All right, then you guess. Pick a fucking date, then,
I'm
if you want.
20.
20,000?
No, the year 20.
The year 20?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. All right, that was a stupid fucking guess. It says, humans have actually been wearing shoes of some sort for at least 40,000 years. There you go. Analysis
this isn't today's
of skeletons.
Joe versus Joe, is it?
Well, from if it was, you'd be fucking in trouble, mate. Right, let's not worry about me picking dates out like that. Let's worry about superstition.
I don't have any.
Do you not?
Do you know what? There was once when I used to not watch penalty shootouts when my team was taking the penalty because I thought that we'd
Justin
score.
Martyr's head has a similar thing.
So I'd like close my eyes. I'd still be in the room, but I'd just sort of like go in a weird little trance.
Yeah.
I think it happened when we beat Colombia. England beat Colombia in the 2018 World Cup and that. But that kept going until, unfortunately, David De Gea missed a penalty in the Europa League.
Well, I mean,
final, and I've never worked again.
I don't believe in superstitions, and nothing bad's ever happened to me. Touch wood. So you know.
Is this wood?
Thanks, Ethan, for getting that. Cheers. Okay, loves it now.
It's very good. It's clever. It's
witty.
Too clever for me.
It's witty. It's clever. Sometimes that will go over your head.
I can't touch like handles.
What
does that count? Because I'm scared of germs, and I can't drink from the
you
same cup as people.
You can't touch candles.
No, not candles, Drew. Handles.
Handles. It's not like a. It's like a two Ronnie sketch.
Actually, thought it said candles.
Four candles.
What do you mean you can't touch handles? I've seen you touch handles all the time.
No, like so. What I do is so whenever I go to the bathroom, I have to touch the top of it with my pinky finger and pull it with my pinky finger out.
You have a strong pinky finger.
Yeah, I do. Apart from this one, because I dislocated it the other day, so it's all fat now. That's horrible. So that's a bit of a disadvantage there.
Jesus, show us that pinky finger again.
What's that, sorry?
Show us that pinky finger again.
I put it there, so it's in focus.
What the hell?
Chubby little digit,
it's
still, isn't it?
Is that
the
ligament
start of that bit in Harry Potter where he turns his anti-fat? Do you remember that bit?
You mentioned that last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Because Harry Potter's on Netflix.
You've been watching it.
Love it. I'm on five now. Things I'd change in that script.
Go on.
Just someone bring like someone just kill Voldemort rapid. Just fucking grenade him or something. Anyway, if you're listening, Jake, you're on. Right, so the FA Cup final was a disaster. But
yeah, no. Can I tell you how I ended the night? So the game ended.
You tried to do something quicker in 12 seconds.
No, I didn't. Just to prove City that two can play that game. No, I didn't do that.
You're afraid.
So the game ended and I think we all do this as coping mechanisms where you sort of try to you look on the bright side or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd convince myself that, you know what, I'm actually not that upset because City didn't dominate in terms of chances the way I thought they would. Haaland basically didn't play. He was so anonymous.
Like, did really well. Yeah, you, a football podcast.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and if you've been at football, you can understand the feeling of loss and sadness when something you want to happen doesn't happen.
Pet dad.
And I got to the point in the evening where we were chatting and we didn't even speak about it for a little bit. I thought,
Dave's still got his clothes on?
Dave has got most of his clothes on at this stage.
Good lad.
And then we're about to go to bed. Dave had gone to bed at this point. And me and my dad were just chatting. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm fine, by the way. We're on the Man United app for some reason.
Oh, you two are so mad. What are you doing on the Man United app?
Well,
we're
watching a video of the game.
Some highlights. Why? You got beat.
Yeah, watching the video, some highlights. And then the autoplay was on. And up next came the poem about Jimmy Murphy, who, for anyone who doesn't know, if you're not into football, was the former assistant coach at Man United, but he was a lot more than that. Yeah. He took over after the Munich disaster and, you know, helped rebuild the team.
The fifth Beatle?
Yeah. No, actually.
But he was a lot more than that. He was part of the band and made them who they were.
Yeah, he's like George Harrison rather than the fifth Beatle. He was a crucial part of the Beatles, is the point I'm making.
Okay, yeah, he was. Yep. Okay, yeah.
So he recently had a statue put up for him outside Old Trafford. And Tony Walsh, the poet, I don't know if you know him, he sort of rose to prominence for me after the Arena attack, where he wrote and read the poem about Manchester. He did a poem about Jimmy Murphy. And me and my dad were watching the video of this, and it's talking about what happened in the Munich disaster, where, you know, players died in an aeroplane crash, if you don't know, and then how Jimmy Murphy responded and reacted and built a team together, and taking us through what he did, but some of the history of United, and talking about how the red flag will keep flying high and United will never die and all this stuff. And it turned out we were just stood next to each other, both crying our eyes out, holding each other in our arms, stood in the kitchen at gone midnight, crying our eyes
racking
out,
up.
Genuinely bawling our eyes out,
really?
Watching this poem together.
Oh, and that's kind of nice.
It was that moment I realised we aren't over this final.
Yeah.
I have not moved on quite the way I thought.
Sober, or we had a little
we'd had a few drinks, but it wasn't like a bladdered cry. It was a genuinely, we love Man United so much, and that this won't define us moment. And then in the morning, my dad woke up and came down. I was like, that was a bit mad last night, wasn't it? And he's like, I watched it again in bed, cried even more.
Oh.
So we really, you know, I thought I'd got over the final. I'm still not. If I watch that poem now, I'll cry my fucking eyes out. But it was a lovely night and it was nice to see everyone. But sad, really, wasn't it?
It was sad. You ever cried next to your dad, Ethan?
Nope.
Right then. I went to a festival.
Of course you did.
Neighbourhood Weekender.
I've never known a man spend less of his free time doing nothing than you.
Oh, I can't do nothing. Can't sit still.
Yeah,
I even hate doing this. Let's go out. Let's go see the world.
Right. Sometimes it shows.
But no, it doesn't. Never on this. On Paddock, it does. Never on this.
That's harsh.
No, because Paddock's 3 hours long sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you go, let's do a review. Then it goes to 3.5, nearly 4. I can't sit still for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Burger and chips at a festival, how much nowadays?
Ooh, burger and chips at your standard music festival.
Yeah.
If it's any more than 14 quid, we fucking right, because that is extortionate.
Even James?
Tenner.
Yeah,
£15.50.
Oh,
the burger was like £11.50 by itself.
What is it? Venison or something? Is it Wagyu?
No, you know, I think you just get a piece of bacon.
What, instead of a burger?
That would be fucking
burger replacement service, like when you have to get the bus.
Chips for fiver.
And they're not? Are they not? Are they like gourmet level, or are they just like what you get from a burger van?
That's the one thing I think you can say is that, do you know the sort of burger van, footy burger van that you'd used to get as a kid, where you should be these circular pâtés that's come frozen, they whack it on for 2 minutes each side, bit of cheese, then you're away. They're not. They're a little bit of a higher grade now, so you do get a little bit more quality, but it's still £15.
£15.50 for a burger and chips.
Went to it's in Warrington, which is such a weird place. Now the people are fab, but it literally is bang in the middle of Liverpool and Manchester. Yeah. Like, it literally is 30 minutes that way, 30 minutes that way. And it's like a no-go zone. It's like what is this?
Yeah.
I think Jamie Hutchison, the comedian we had on once, called it the Gooch.
Mm. Sort of between
Manchester are the balls and, you know, Liverpool's the arsehole. That's what I think what he said.
That's fair.
And Warrington's just there.
I've never been to Warrington. Actually, no.
You mean to the IKEA, maybe?
Did we go to Neighbourhood Weekend once?
Yes, we did. And that's when that crazy girl, Kelsey, nearly killed us in a crash.
Sorry?
Do you remember she drove us there in a Fiat Punto? We nearly died twice.
Oh, yeah. She's a terrible driver.
I've got a video
lovely woman, but shouldn't be on the roads.
Producer Chris sent me a video of that, actually, a couple of days ago. Me and you in a hammock. Do you remember we got in a hammock together? This was pre-sloppers.
Hmm.
Do you remember this?
I do remember this. I don't remember the. I do remember the hammock, because you got us into the sort of artists area, didn't you?
I did, yeah. What did we do that day? Did we stay together? Or did
you interviewed a band and we stayed together.
Did we see some bands?
Yeah, we watched. Do you remember? Because three people fainted in the crowd for you. No, not.
Is that Joe from Paddock?
What was his name before he got big? That Geordie fella, you'll know.
Tom Fender.
Yes, he was there, but he hadn't released all his good stuff yet.
I think he had released a couple of good stuff. So that was that. So I went to that one. That was brilliant. But here's the thing. I did a DJ. I think this is Joe's DJ stories. You ready for this?
Yes.
I said to a wonderful man called Dave Masterman, who does, who produces a show that we love on the radio on 5 Live called Ellis James John Robbins. I said to him, yes, I will DJ your event that's happening.
I love that. Did he ask?
Yes, of course he asked.
Oh, right. I thought you just went straight in with that.
But Dave,
first things first, I'll DJ. I know you didn't want me, but I will.
Yes, before you even ask. But Dave, I am at a festival all day. I'll make sure I am there, or which I was. I'll make sure I'm early. I'll make sure I'm set up. I'll make sure I've got everything with me. Mm. But I may be tipsy. He took that. He knew what he was getting himself into.
Right.
He's off the square around there. I think he came to one once.
Yeah.
Brilliant event. I get there. The crowd warming up. Now, prior to this, I'm sitting through my laptop, and I'm not making a playlist. I'm just... I knew what songs I was going to play where. So there wasn't much brain time for me to like overthink things. I knew because I'd be a bit drunk to put certain songs in certain orders, and so I made sure I did a lot of planning.
Do you have like do you know, like, if you're let's say your job is to do teacher training, you've got your PowerPoints for the year,
yes,
basically you're just redoing last year's PowerPoint, but you're adding an extra thing on it. Do you have your PowerPoints sort of sets already made from 12 months ago,
but you sort just of, but I created a bespoke one for a little bit, Dave, and this is the USB. You plug it into the sort of computer CDJs, and then I was away. Here's the thing, Joe. I was pissed.
Oh no! Out of 10,
and I was an 8 approaching.
You were an 8.
Yeah.
That is genuinely that is really unprofessional, Joe. That's, you know, now sure. Actually, you know what? That's fucking disgusting, that. Ethan, imagine
that's
that.
Fucking
is this paid work?
Yes, it is paid.
Turning up for paid work, 8 out of 10 pissed, Ethan.
All right, I'll knock it down a peg. I was 7 out of 10, but then when we got there, I bought some Jaeger bombs. You said, and that cranked me up to an 8.
You said 8 approaching 9.
I was pissed. Anyway, so I get there. I'm murdering it, Joe. I'm absolutely killing it. But then what happens?
You wake up.
I find the live microphone. I start getting everyone going, so, and it was working really, really well. And I've got to say this, Becky also agrees with me, and she told me the truth. She loves kicking me when I'm down. She went,
That's a lovely dynamic to sort of imagine.
No, she loves, like, if I said, was I any good there? You're a bit fucking wank. She said, you're killing it, but I went off script, and I shouldn't have gone off script. And one of the worst moments of my DJing career is when I thought, right, I'll play this tune here, boom, like that, and it went off again. Someone came up to me. And to be fair, I've only been on for an hour. And he went, you played this one before?
Oh, no.
And I looked at him and I was like, I do it all the time. I went, just enjoy it. And then I looked at Dave and I was like, I've got a couple more. Played some more bangers.
Couple more, the same song again, twice.
No. Played some more bangers.
Three times in a row, 4 in total.
But then Dave actually texted me the day after saying he absolutely loved it.
What song did you play twice? This is obviously his, like... This is his song, isn't it? Because his brain reaches for this in a time of need. Mm. You think this is a floor filler, an absolute banger. What is the song that you play twice?
ABBA, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Yeah, we know it.
Wow.
Anyway,
woke up the next day. It was great fun.
Did you enjoy it?
Loved it.
Do you remember it?
I don't really remember getting off stage. I think Becky said there was a point where you decided that I think you've done your time. And I did. I did it over my time. I did an hour and a bit.
You meant to do 15 minutes.
No, I was supposed to do an hour, and I think I did an hour and a half. And I think when I played the second song, when I played the first song again, I looked at Dave and went, I'm done it. I think Dave could agree. But the next day, Dave texted me saying, loved it, let's do it again. So I'm still in the good books.
Is it weird that you've got a sort of relationship with Dave Masterman? Because that's a podcast that we've listened to for years.
Yeah.
and he's unusually for a producer. He's almost like Ethan, anyway. It's basically three of them. It's James and John Robbins.
We're going to do a feature now called Joe versus Joe. Technically, we just nicked it, didn't we, from them?
That's a sickening thing for you to say, actually, because the idea of a quiz is not owned by any single person.
And then Ethan is the sort of Dave Masterman.
Is it weird working
with Dave Masterman's a good looking man, apart from Ethan's.
Ethan's one way or the other in terms of his looks, isn't he? I won't say which, but he's either really good looking or not. And, you know, that's up to the audience to decide.
50-50.
Is it nice working with him?
It was lovely. He's a sound guy. And
you've worked with Ellis and John before as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
What hour was that?
It was good.
You to tell the story.
I don't think it's as funny as what you think. I just think it just makes Ellis look like a little bit of a diva.
I want you to tell it.
Okay, we were in the green room.
So when was this?
This was December. I did a gig where John and Ellis were the main headliners. I was the warm-up act, getting the crowd going. And my girlfriend Becky was with me because we were going to go and enjoy their DJ set together afterwards.
Yeah.
And we did do that, but then it meant that Becky was floating around a little bit at the start of the night, so she was in the green room. I introduced her to John and Ellis, and Ellis sort of made her like a runner and said, is there any Diet Coke in the fridge? And Becky went, looked, and no. So Ellis went, oh, do you mind getting us one? So then my girlfriend Becky had to sort of leave and be sort of like a...
She had to go to the shop to get him the lemonade.
Sweets and Diet Coke.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think he quite understood what Becky's role was on the day. If he knew generally she was the one with DJ's girlfriend, I don't know, actually.
I love that. What would Manisha say if someone asked her to go and get him a lemonade when we did a live show?
Oh, she wouldn't be too pleased. She loved the live show. She was calling herself a wag because she just found out the term. So I think it was I can't remember which one of my mates it was. It might have been it was my friend Nick, that's who it was. Nick said to Manisha that, oh wow, you're a bit of a wag, aren't you? And she went, What's a wag? And he went, oh, it's like usually like someone who's successful, like a footballer, someone quite big, the wife or girlfriend of that person. And she was like, really? I'm a wag? Oh. I'm a wag? Wow, everything's wag. She was loving it.
It's quite an outdated phrase these days, isn't it, wag?
Yeah, because...
You don't hear it as much because it's a bit sort of...
Yeah, but...
slightly derogatory.
And it's just not from here, so she doesn't quite get that, so she just enjoys it.
That's nice, actually. And what a nice philosophy to have. Ethan.
Mm.
Is there a little Joe versus Joe sniffing around?
Oh.
Well, Ethan's got a quick story for us, then Joe versus Joe.
Oh, of course. Ethan's big story.
Oh, okay. Yes. Hello, everyone. You've now waited to this point.
No, can't keep saying that, Ethan.
You've waited to the best bit to see me if you've made it this far.
It would be so sad if we just, as soon as Ethan's bit is said, you just see all the viewers dropping off. What do you say about me anyway?
Well, the average watch time is about like 25 minutes or something, so most of the viewers don't get to see this bit.
I think this is the best bit.
Well, that's what I think as well, because you get to find out about what I've been doing this week. And at first, it's a bit sad, because I felt a bit lost in life recently. That's disappointing, isn't it?
That's quite a big thing to say. Sure. In what sense? That's quite severe, isn't it?
Did you get like a bus to the middle of nowhere?
I'm driving now.
Emotionally, you
Hold
mean?
Hold on, he's driving?
Yeah.
Driving now.
Yeah, but he's like... Oh, well, yeah. We don't know that because he was driving, then he just didn't drive.
He keeps going for practice drives to the pub.
How many pints are you having?
I'll get into that more... next week's episode, as I've been told to hang on by yourself, Joe. So I will do to keep people coming back. So, yes, I felt a bit lost, not really had any hobbies. I didn't really know what I'd do in my spare time. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to find something. And I kept walking past the park for the last 3-4 days, all right?
The swings?
Just having a look around, trying to think of like what I could do with my life. Alan,
Christ.
I stumbled across this astro pitch, like, you know, like a football pitch, like an astroturf pitch. And I looked at it and I thought, I wonder how you get on there. Because I saw a man hitting the ball into the goal. So I walked around the whole pitch.
What were you doing?
Oh, he was just kicking the football into the goal, trying to score goals and that against no one. Just having a bit of leisure time, I think, Joe. And then I continued walking around the whole pitch, right? And then I found out that there wasn't a way in, that the locks were on. So I was wondering how he got in. So I walked home. And then the next day I went back to...
Shawshank Redemption. Has he built a tunnel underneath the pit?
he's dug his way in.
Yeah. I go back to the AstroTurf the next day and I walk around the pitch again and I think, one day that'll be me. I don't know how to get on there, but...
Was he still there?
What is he doing, like a... challenge.
A sponsored penalty shootout or something.
Children in need.
It was another man this time with the ball. Oh, I just thought, he's doing what I really want to do, which is be on that pitch. And then I thought, there's a way. So I went back home again.
Oh my God, Ethan.
It's rough stuff. It is, in terms of succinct storytelling, this is rough stuff, isn't it?
So I went back home and I was telling him initially, I was saying, I just see this pitch and I want to be on it one day and I don't know how. She's like, oh, that's all right. We'll find you another hobby. So I started having to look around. Looked at a local leisure centre nearby. Thought I could go there.
Lifeguard?
No. I'm not really good at that kind of thing.
You have a sort of like charity thing for people working on reception and stuff. You think you could get in through that way, maybe?
No, I'm not interested in any of that. No.
Blow up people's
armbands.
The air's got to come from somewhere.
I was having to go on one of these balloons the other day. No, that didn't sound right.
Oh, here we go, like a Nos.
No,
legal
sorry.
High.
No, hippie sorry. Crack.
Yeah,
I just meant.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff.
All I meant was I was trying to blow up a balloon the other day, but it was a funny long shape, so it wasn't
schlong.
Blown up.
It was a schlong.
Can we get back to the story? Because it is painfully long
you
at the best of times.
You blew up a slong.
Oh, no, just a long balloon, sorry, Joe. But to get back to the story, as Joe
Jesus
said.
Christ.
So then I've stumbled across this app called Footy Addicts, where strangers all come together and play the sport of football. And then, hang on a minute, scroll down. The place, the park. They were taking people in to play it aside.
So what is it? Sort of losers like, only?
Taking people in like the fucking nativity for footballers. Why, hey, anyone in?
There's no room at the cages, but you can sleep in that goal back there.
So basically, it
even
was...
Even playing against fucking couple of sheep and some wise men. Come on.
16 strangers come together. People like me who have no mates.
Like dogging, but... with footballs.
Exactly, I would just put it the same way.
People like me who have no mates. This is dreadfully sad.
So then I booked it for the Friday, and this was the Thursday. So on the Thursday, I had one more go. I walked out to the football pitch one more time just to have a look.
How far away is it from your house?
I don't want to say in case people track me down.
Oh, fuck off even.
Where is it? In your fucking living room?
What are you talking about?
How close does it have to be for people to have to track you down? How far away is it walking time?
Few minutes. And then... So this is the bit of the story that you're looking forward to.
There you go.
So I start watching the men. I'm thinking, that'll be me just to scout the talent. That'll be me tomorrow. Am I getting an email?
Please fuck off our land. We can see you in the bushes.
Put some clothes on.
Put your trousers back on and get lost.
Well, funny you say that, Drew. You're not far off. So I received an email on the Sloppy Drew's account with the topic of Ethan spotting from a guy called Lee. And Lee said, does Ethan have a thing for big sweaty lads? Clocked him spying on our man versus fat foot. Oh, sorry. Man for fat. Does that mean man v fat?
Yeah, that's man how versus
I
read it. Fat.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought I was just calling them all fat then. So that's all right. That's what he meant.
Yeah.
Man v Fat Football League. He looked seedy. Ha, ha, ha. So I mean, it responded, where are you, Lee? Where are you?
Where are you, Lee?
Where are you, Lee?
Show yourself, Lee, you big fat bastard. Hey, I know you're here somewhere. Which one are you?
That's awful. Big fat. Well,
he described himself as that.
Well, that is.
No, he didn't.
He does.
Did he call himself a fat bastard on the email?
Lee says. He says, "Oh, sorry, I missed Ethan. I'm a little bit embarrassed about the 5-1 hammer and Fat and Furious took, which is his orange team.
See?
He does suggest that he's
fat
probably
and
maybe
good.
A bit." Oversized, but I still hope he's doing well, and by doing exercise, it can keep him going for a long time, I'm sure.
So have you not played then? Did you not play with him the next day?
Well, he fucked off. He didn't want to see us.
No, but did you play with these 16
strangers? Oh, no, it's completely random, man. I just wanted to get an idea of what the kind of talent was like there.
How was it?
That's all right. It's just a bit of a mixed bag.
Is it noticeable that everyone there is a sort of friendless loser?
They didn't really like... I tried to like meet and greet everyone, shake everyone's hands. Oh, hello, I'm Ethan, nice to meet. Didn't really, weren't asked about it really, just wanted to get on with the game.
Yeah, you know what? In all honesty, I can see why a lot of these people, you know, their relationships have broken down and they struggle to keep friends.
Well, there must be a reason, because obviously
But you're there and you're normal.
But everyone's just so far away, Drew.
He's not normal, is he?
What do you mean?
Well...
He can hear you.
Can he?
Yeah. Oh, headphones on. It's right next to the microphone, Joe.
The headphones on. He's not normal.
No, but you know what I mean? He's normal enough to have mates.
Did you show everyone your finger?
Oh, well, I don't strap it up anymore, but I strapped it up just for that occasion to prove the point that I can't go and go. So I made it look really bad and that.
Are you good outfield, Ethan?
Well, 5-a-side. I've scored 3 weeks in a row now. And I'm playing there again tonight.
Right, anyway, Ethan's stories.
Just stalking men in a five-a-side cage.
Did you hear that noise? Whoop, whoop. Oh, yes. That is Joe versus Joe.
Yay!
We're back!
Oh, good forfeits as well, please, as well, for who loses Joe versus Joe.
Let's pick them.
Season three.
Oh, we're not picking them now, the forfeits.
No, let's get some forfeit suggestions in. SloppyJoespodcast@gmail.com. Yes. DM us. Send us a
Carpe
tweet.
DM us.
Excellent. I've got an email from Malukia, who is our reliable source for Joe versus Joe. He has written to me. He says the following. He says, "Hi, Ethan. Really pleased to hear about the return of Joe versus Joe."
We're going to have to maybe... I don't think we've still got that.
I've still got it. Don't worry. I'm prepared. He says, "The podcast has been missing something, and I think the animosity that comes with a televised competition." That being said, I've got a couple of ideas for Joe versus Joe. Firstly, I would really like to see them go head-to-head at something like Connect 4 or Battleships. That might be good, mightn't it, one
bad.
Day?
Board games.
We are an audio podcast as well.
Yeah, Connect 4 is particularly rancid on audio, isn't it? It's a colour-matching-based game. It could not be worse
good
for
idea,
audio.
Good idea, good idea.
But Battleships are like banging that when you get
yeah,
like
because that noise happens
A3.
When you play Battleships, doesn't it?
Well, I'll just commentate, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There is no doubt in my mind that this could become pretty heated and Joe McGrath is at his best when being the sorest loser. Also, a quiz. He says, "Now I'm a scientist, but what I do would..." He's a scientist, Luke. He's a scientist.
What? Recently?
It's now, comma. Now, I am a scientist. Like that, do you know what I mean?
I love how you read it like you just turned into a scientist.
Sorry.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Now I'm a scientist. Carry on.
So now I am a scientist.
There we go. Inflections, my boy.
What I would do would make shit quiz content. So this is completely unrelated to my research. However, I am interested in finding out how much general science the Jews have remembered from school or just being alive and paying attention.
I think just being alive sums up our existence.
Kill me now.
While you're telling your story.
So
I was just alive.
I think what you've worked out is that Luke has done a science quiz.
Oh.
Very nice.
What are your thoughts on science?
Hate it.
Love it, me.
Ask me
a question.
All I know, keywords like osmosis.
Oof. He used to be the lead singer for...
Are we going to sign him from Napa this year?
No. You're thinking of the lead singer from Black Sabbath.
Is that when enzymes get broken down, Drew?
No.
So. Anyway, right, question number one.
All right, okay. Question one.
How many questions are there?
Excellent question.
Five.
Do I get
There's
a point for asking
five.
That?
No. Do I get a point for the answer?
There's five, and he's also done some tiebreakers.
Yeah,
should it get
it,
that
it,
mental?
Yeah.
Do you know tiebreakers was the first prototype name for the fortune cookie? Carry on.
I think that's one of Drew's made up facts, McGraw.
Right. Nice.
Okay. Question one. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? Jeez, whoa! We're
so
back
excited.
Into it. You all hear that music. You've missed it, haven't you? All right, question one. What is the weight of a litre of water?
Fuck off.
What in
millilitres?
I'll take...
Is he Googling it?
I'm writing it down. Okay, how do we do this without...
So kilograms would be...
All right, I won't have my phone. You can have your phone. Let me see. Show me.
McGrath.
Show me.
McGrath.
Turn your phone now.
I'm just texting back here.
Right, well, okay. You get penalised the next 5 seconds. If you don't show it. Show it to the camera.
Actually, let's just say it. And we just
No. Right, what is the weight?
Okay, kilograms.
What's
kilograms?
The weight?
You got 5
what?
Seconds.
In kilograms.
Litre of water. 5 seconds. 4, 3. You say that at the same time, McGrath.
Yeah, I've written my answer down.
Say it now.
2 kilograms.
A kilogram.
It's a kilogram, correct, Drew?
I wasn't far off, was I?
No, just double. So 1-0 Smith.
Do you know how to work that out?
I couldn't give a shit.
A milliliter of water is 1 gram.
Can you write that down?
Don't need to. Carry on.
Question two.
1-0.
Who discovered gravity?
Oh. Yeah. I'll write mine down, that's fine.
All right, I want your answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Isaac Newton.
You're both correct. That. Yes,
he
Isaac
dropped
Newton.
Dropped an apple, didn't he, under his head?
Sort of.
From the next door neighbour.
The tree dropped the apple.
Battered him.
Also, I think it's probably a lie, that little story that he made up just for attention.
Question number three. So it is, what is it currently? 2-1 to me.
Correct. I mean, sorry, you don't get a mark for getting the score true. I was just saying, you're right. So question three. The periodic table is made up of how many elements? It's a multiple choice question.
Okay.
So don't be too fearful. Okay.
I know it.
You know it?
Yeah.
Will you say what number you think it is now, and then he'll read the thing out?
No, I'm going to write down what number I think it is now, and I'll close it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Multiple choice of...
Well, I'm still going to have a go at multiple choice. I'm just saying. I'll get a bonus point if I get it wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Ethan James.
Is it A, 59, B, 118, C, 236?
Well,
let's see what yours says. Open your phone.
No, because I give away which answer I'm going to go for.
Okay. Shall I go first then? No, you go first.
I'm going to go for B.
B. I'm going to go for C.
Interesting. So, the answer is B, 118.
I put 126.
Good guess. Very good guess.
It's 2-2. It's 2-2 here. And we're on question four. It's getting interesting now.
2-2.
What are the two primary...
You are bizarre, aren't you?
What are the two what? Adam and Eve.
What are the two primary elements of the Earth's atmosphere? Air.
Yeah. You write yours down and I'll just say mine.
Oh. This is going to look fucking stupid.
Turn your phone immediately.
Right, done.
5 seconds.
Okay, we're done.
Excellent. Well, that's good.
Right, my answers are in there.
Okay,
you
so
go
like
first.
Nitrogen and oxygen. And the answer is?
It's nitrogen and oxygen.
Ooh, 3-3 with one quick.
Nitrogen's getting spoken about enough, doesn't
honestly,
it?
Honestly, nitrogen. Right up there with
isn't
the greatest
like
unsung
the
hero. It's 80%. One of the great unsung heroes of Earth. Nitrogen. No one's talking about it.
Oh, it's oxygen there. It's oxygen.
Carbon dioxide. Greenhouse gas. Yeah. Nitrogen is an absolute baller, by the way. Inert as fuck. Ethan.
Right.
One question left, is it?
It's going to be like closest to question because we've kind of run out of time.
We've got a tiebreak if it goes all wrong.
No, let's just do it.
Plants use carbon dioxide, water, and sunlight to create energy, and thus they grow. What's the name of the process?
Why don't we just go to a fucking tiebreaker?
What, do you know it, McGrath? Are you confident?
No, that's why I wanted to go to a tiebreaker. What is the name of the process?
Was there a timer?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So your answer is no answer?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I get this right, I've won.
Piece of piss, Drew.
I'm going to go, and if I'm right, you'll kick yourself. I might not be. I'm going to go with photosynthesis.
It's photosynthesis.
Is that like taking a photo?
Back in
Congratulations.
The game. 1-0. In the Joe versus Joe Series 3 opener.
I like giving you a lead.
Yeah, you do.
Last time I gave you the lead, last time I overtook you.
You taught us and you heard me. You taught us and heard me, didn't you?
If someone could send in any sort of like BTEC drama questions, I got an A in that. Let's talk about monologues. Let's do, you know, the show Bouncers. Yeah.
Cat on a hot tin roof.
Cat on a hot tin roof. Macbeth.
I'm so happy I'm 1-0 up, Joe. I'm so excited.
Be excited, mate. So more, please, in. Yes. Get some more in. Stop and Joe's podcast at gmail.com.
And now it is time for you to sort of enjoy yourself again with the 9 out of 10 club.
Right, everyone. The favourite time of the show.
Oh, it's my favourite time.
Our headline act of the evening. Woo! It is the 9 out of 10 club. more in, please, by the way. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
More local ones as well.
Mm.
And more ideas for maybe wars.
Mm.
As in, we've had pizza war.
Oh, yeah. Burger war.
Burger war.
Who knows?
We've done some of the big boys. Maybe we do them again.
Well, we'll see.
As a battle.
We'll have to see, but get your suggestions into stoppagepodcast@gmail.com. This week it is my week, and I'm actually shaming you here, Joe. Unsurprisingly,
I'm sniffing.
Yeah, you're sniffing.
What are you getting
there? What you got there, boy? What you got?
Is it chicken?
It is a form of chicken, and I thought,
why are you shaming me?
Because this is a food that, for some reason, the only version of this you've ever brought in is a bad one. And yet it's what you're known for. It is, okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
no.
The chicken wing.
Okay.
The chicken, the only chicken wings. The only chicken wings we've done on the show, if I'm not mistaken, are KFC wings.
Yeah, because I don't think any delivery wings are 9 out of 10.
But you know what? I've gone with Wingstop, which again, other chains and branches are available. I don't think Wingstop are the best wings in the world, but I think they're good enough to get the message across. And I think a chicken wing, my mouth is telling its own story, isn't it? I think the chicken wing is a phenomenal food.
Phenomenal.
So, without
Ethan's
further ado,
Ethan's a massive fan of Wingstop as well.
Let's get into these chicken wings. So here,
come
we've
on.
Got a 12-pack. 12-pack of wings. So on this side, there is 6 buffalo, which I think is, for me, that's the one I'm bringing to the table. The standard buffalo wing.
Bub daddy.
Frank's Red Hot, butter. Ethan, what are you doing?
Oh, just reacting.
Why is your hand on your head?
I thought that was the mango habanero wing.
Is that your favourite?
Is that your favourite?
It's incredible.
Well,
I've not had the buffalo one here from Wingstop.
Next to that, we've got the lemon pepper wing, which is sort of Wingstop.
Oh, I thought that. I honestly thought that was the garlic and parmesan one.
I mean, honestly,
he's mad that the ball here,
I've dropped the ball, and yet neither of you two have ever brought either of those two fuckers in. So you can thank me. Let's get into these. Joe McGraw, you go first.
Right, let's have a little look at this bad boy.
We've also got a blue cheese dipperoonski as well. If you want to have a dip on that,
yeah,
which obviously softens the heat blow that is the hot sauce. It's just taken one bite and gone to the next one.
Because I want the blue cheese before.
Yeah. Look at that. You must have... Surely you've got one of those, like, wing-eating techniques. Do you know where you sort of rip... What's all that?
Blimey.
What?
That blue cheese is nice.
Is it? Right, I'm going to go in.
Ethan, come round.
I'm going to start with a... For me, are you a drummy or are you a flats man? Flats domino. Which one do you prefer?
I changed that, like, the wind. Mm. My wind. Last year, 2022, call me a flat boy. Mm. I was a flat boy. This year, I'm back to the drums. I'm back to the drums.
I was a big flat boy for a while.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to the drums. Because I think when you first get into your wing life, instinctively, the drum is more accessible. It looks like a chicken leg.
Yeah.
And I think the drum is an easier sell. And I think you get to a stage where the flat becomes better because it's more skin, more flavour, more crisp.
Flow that sauce over here.
But I'm back to the drummy again.
I'm back to the drummy.
And do you have a technique to... You know where you can eat the flat, where you can twist it and pull the bone out? Could you show people that?
Right. Sorry, that fucking sauce. Have you had that sauce, Ethan? Right, the ring is.
Can we cut to a single? Sorry, Ethan, I know it's a bit running about, but I think this is the sort of thing our viewers come for. Joe McGraw's wing eating technique.
Throw it back there.
There you go. Ooh. Oh, he's missed it somehow. Point blank range.
Okay, here's the thing. This only happens really with good fresh wings. And unfortunately, I think Wingstop do freeze their wings. So, essentially, you've got your flat. You can somehow... Or maybe not. Tear one of the bones away.
Okay.
Give that a bit of a polishing off. Who's your father?
How's your father?
How's your mother? And then you're left with one flat, one in. Then you go, complete clean wing.
That's very impressive.
Right. I'll tell you what. I'm conflicted.
Why are you conflicted? Talk to me.
Last time I had Wingstop was with you. We got a free one. Do you remember? Or was that just me?
Well, mine wasn't fucking free. was yours free that day?
Yeah.
I paid $12.99 for mine.
I think it's because I got in there before everyone else.
We went in at the same time, you liar.
No, mine was definitely free.
Why didn't you split the difference?
I don't know. I didn't know. I thought you would get the same deal. It was a year and a half ago. Was it a year and a half ago?
Probably.
Sloppy Joe's was just a sperm in our balls.
That's very weird because that suggests that Ethan... So anyway, carry on.
The lemon and pepper was nice. Mm. But the buffalo is the star player there. Here's what they do really well. Agree with me on this. Wingstop sauce, the buffalo sauce. Every single one you can get, they've mastered the sort of balance of it, the flavourings, the different spices. The one thing that can slightly let them down is the actual meat itself.
Yes.
Now,
the bird.
It's not...
The old double B.
It's not in any way coated, so it's just a sort of plain chicken wing. I guess they bake them, maybe then fry them off at the end for a bit of crisp on the skin to make sure they're definitely cooked. But Any more in there?
Mm. Have one more. Come to a conclusion.
Right, we're talking
about the Buffalo Wings slightly more general here.
Passes. Ethan, you go.
Yes, Wingstop, as you said before, Joe, I am a big fan of Wingstop. But yeah, I do believe that the mango habanero is the star of the show. And if you had brought that in, I would have said 9 out of 10 without even tasting it. I would have went for it straight.
Which is against
delicious.
The rules of the 9 out of 10 club, but you know, we'll let you have it.
It is against the rules, Ethan.
I would have went for it straight away because it's just you can't argue with it. And then I'd had that buffalo one, a wing that I've not had from Wingstop before, and I've had a buffalo wing before. Used to get it from Buddy Jackson's.
Cut to us whilst we're eating. Yeah.
Used to get it from Buddy Jackson's all the time.
Oh yeah, but they've got a bit too vinegary, the Buddy Jackson's ones, haven't they?
I've had enough of them because I've had them far too many times, and now I can't touch them.
What would happen if you did?
I just wouldn't have a good evening, I don't think.
That's real high stakes stuff, isn't it?
So, here I am, and I've just tried this one, and it was very nice and probably more enjoyable than the Bonnie Jackson's one, to be honest with you. I never had the lemon and pepper, which I've had before, and it's one of my top three wings from Wingstop, which is absolutely fantastic as well. Sometimes it's nice to have not such a hot wing, just to contrast that hotter one that you probably do get alongside it, you see. So, you know what? I'll do my little scoring now.
Yep, we insist.
And I'm going to say, I know the mango habanero exists, so neither of them are getting in.
What about you?
I'm going to say this, right?
Because I think, for me, I'm trying to sway you a little bit. I think the buffalo chicken wing is a 9 out of 10
yes,
food.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Getting your hands
I
on...
I can't wait to eat them in New York,
yeah,
by the way.
Exactly. Getting your hands on a very good one is difficult at short notice, you know, in the sort of centre of Manchester. It can be done, but delivery options are limited. Like, because you've got to remember, Joe, this probably won't come back up again. Here's the audience will not allow us to bring another buffalo chicken wing in here for a long time.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Right.
So, here's what I'll say to you.
Oh, God.
The sauce and the seasoning on both the wings, I think, is 9 out of 10. But is the chicken 9 out of 10? Oh, does someone else want to say something?
Chicken's coming back up.
Let me just say this, the blue cheese.
Call me in the morning because I'll still be around at theirs.
That is beaten that for me, the garlic and herb dip from Domino's, my favourite sort of sauce from a popular food outlet. That is beautiful. Buffalo sauce is 9 out of 10. Oh. And so is the garlic and pepper seasoning.
So we're so close.
What is the chicken, Joe? Do you think the chicken is?
I don't think that's the best wing in the world. But I think it's been delivered. It's slightly aged. It is from a chain. But again,
I don't know what else we can do on this platform. If you're comfortable with saying yes, it is.
Yes,
I will hold your hand and go with you on it.
I'm going to say, for the reasons I mentioned before, we can't just bring in a new wing every week because it's so hard.
Wing
to
Wars
get good
are good though.
Wing Wars could work, but again, we're getting into the nitty gritty. I think what I'm bringing to you today is the buffalo chicken wing, and for me, I will take the sort of caveats we've mentioned, and I will go hand in hand with you and take the buffalo chicken wing into the 9 out of 10 club?
Yes, indeed. By the way, Wingfest, I know we mentioned it before.
Yes.
Their buffalo wings that you'll get there will blow your mind.
See, that's when we're going to do a proper individual review.
Right, everyone, thank you very much for joining us. Get your Joe versus Joe questions in, please.
We've seen them today.
Yes.
Get some more in. Also,
battle is there.
Join the Patreon. We've got the live show video coming out this week. The full Sloppy Joe's Live number 2 will be out on the Patreon for you to enjoy this week.
Enjoy it.
Any new members also will get access to all of the old stuff. Joe shitting himself stories, extra podcasts, live streams, all of that. Check it out at patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's Pod.
One more from me. New York recommendations. We're going to be doing little food vlogs when we've got some spare time away from other work. Please let us know where to go.
The link to all of that, the email address, Patreon, all of that is in the description. So if you can't remember it, click down there and find out the rest. Thank you. See you in a bit.
Bye. Double-handed byes.
Double-handed byes.
Bye.
Wave Ethan, obviously.
See ya.